So first of all, just get your thoughts on the Czech trade. How frustrating was it midweek, having to make the trip down and then come back home?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think it's just one of them things. I think this time of the year, it's cold. Pitches are going to start freezing regardless of what people do. And I think people who were there, you could see how cold it was. And people who were on the pitch, it was just getting worse. It was firm and it was just getting worse and worse. So I think in hindsight, it was the right decision. I think if the game had gone ahead and someone would have got injured or anything like that, then fingers start getting pointed. So as late as it was, whether they tried to just give it as much time as possible, it was always going to be the right decision.
So obviously you've still got that game to play, but we've seen the draw today. Not ideal?
Probably not, but someone had to be away, and whoever's the winner of this tie has obviously got that. So, but it's pointless having a look at that until we have the game on Tuesday. Game Saturday before, but concentrate on that, and then we know it's going to be a tough game next week, and obviously whoever gets through is going to have a nice trip.
Yeah, and looking now ahead to Oldham this week, 2 wins in your last 9, are we approaching sort of must-win territory now?
I don't know, because performance-wise it doesn't feel like that. Performances are still good, albeit in the last 9 you could probably argue Shrewsbury maybe was not as good as what the standards have been. So I think from that point of view, we know that we're playing well. We just need to just try and turn a couple of these draws into wins, whether that's the boys maybe trying to keep a clean sheet or just trying to nick one at the end, whether it goes in off someone's knee or whatever, just something just to spark it, and before you know it, something like that just gives us that lift. And if we can turn, like I said, a couple more, or start putting 2 or 3 wins on a bounce, that'll put us where we want to be.
And like I said, the fans who are watching you every week will look at these performances and what have many complaints. So from your point of view, is it surely just a case of keeping doing what you're doing and believing it's a matter of time before things turn around?
I think so, yeah, because I think if you change it and then all of a sudden you start getting beat, it's why did we change it and this and other. But it's just football, isn't it? I think if everyone had a magic formula, someone would have a hell of a lot of money. So I think just got to keep going at it. Don't let the boys get their heads down. Everyone's doing the right things. It's just a matter of turning one into a win. And it's just tough. I think teams have probably realised how good performances generally are, and where they come in with a bit of a different game plan. It's just up to us to try and break them down, and just got to keep going, keep our heads up, and hopefully it'll be enough come the end of the season.
And looking at Oldham, do you know what to expect from them? Resurgent side now with a new manager?
Yeah, I think that's it in a nutshell. They've had a couple of wins at home, I think, last 2, and without being disrespectful to them, their league position is obviously something that they don't want. We're past the halfway of the season now. Games are on the way down, so they know that they're fighting for their lives. They need to start accumulating as many points as possible. So I know it's going to be tough. It's always a tough place to go, Oldham. People go, it's not your new modern stadium where you've got big flush dressing rooms. It's an old stadium. It's tight, but we know that we'll have a good fan base there. I think it's pretty much sold out, as it always is whenever I've played there. So as long as everybody knows that, mentality-wise, it's going to be a tough game. And then hopefully on the day, the quality that we've got will show.
And you've got a good recent record against Oldham. I think 3 wins and 1 draw in the last 4. Yeah. Do you pay any attention to that going into these games?
No, not too much, but I think you sort of have a few flashbacks now and then at games. And as you said, I didn't realise it was that, but I sort of know that whenever we've played there, we've always done well, or we've come away with something. So that's a positive. It's something to keep building on. But also on the flip side of that, we knew that in those games it was always tough. So it's not a place where we just need to turn up, think, oh, this is going to be easy today, otherwise we're going to have to find ourselves on the back of a bad result.
And the more disappointing news coming out of the club this week, James Hansen leaving personally rather than just on the field. Is he one you're going to miss?
Since I've been here, Hansen's been here, so we've always struck up a good relationship on and off the field. But footballing terms, since I've been here as well, you look at the amount of players that have come and gone. It's just part and parcel of football. When Naki left and boys like that, people always said, "Oh, will that be it?" But the club's always progressed, so there's no reason why it can't keep progressing. Players will come in, and that's just how football works.
And how different has this felt to previous seasons? Because you've been here a long time now, and you've always sort of been a 50-season or 50-game a season player, whereas this season it's been more of a rotating role. Yeah. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's just a bit frustrating, but it's just a part and parcel of football again, isn't it? There's a squad here, generally 18, 20 players, and obviously only 11 can play. Lads have been doing really well. We've had some good performances and results, so it's always hard to change a team, I think, when it's doing well. It's just now, I think, where you start getting a few injuries and suspensions and things like that, the squad is really going to be asked to be called upon. So players like myself, who have not really played as much, if we get in game time, it's important that we come in and keep the standards up that have been set and make sure that we don't let anybody else down, and all the hard work that's been done so far doesn't just get washed out the window.
And how good is this Bradford team? You've played in a few. Compared to the rest in the league, where are you with everyone else?
Yeah, I think we can be right up there. I don't think there's anyone really where I think we've played and I've thought we've been outplayed today. Bar probably the Sheffield United game where we drew 3-3. I think if you speak to a lot of fans, everybody else, we've probably been in the game, and if not, should have gone on and won the game. So from that side of it, there's no one who you look at and think, oh, we don't want these, or we're playing them. So it's just a matter of keep going as ourselves. We know that on our day we're a match for anyone, but that's only when we do what we're good at. That's getting started in the game, winning the first and second balls, and then allowing boys who are good on the ball to get on the ball and start passing through teams.